Yo, it's the Quick Before My Mom Gets Home
podcast with my friend Luis Jesse Ricardo Martinez
and tall guy Corey motherfucking Stevens.
And today we have the host of Left Brain, Right Brain, JD Lopez.
It's left hand, right brain.
He saved the coffee.
Right brain, left brain.
Left hand, right brain.
Smoke weed, yeah, right?
Smoke weed, get high.
Yeah. Pretty cool, much. Cool. And no, he already went through once. Hopefully, he could do it again. Both of your podcasts are what?
Oh, yeah. Left and Right Brain's the OG one. It's an exploration of creativity. Talk to people about, you know, fucking what motivates them and shit.
Yeah.
Do you trip shrooms on that?
No.
Can I go on there and trip shrooms? Hell yeah, dude.
It's a whole different podcast right there. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I ask people what their motivation is, and most of the time it's spite. Just to finish that joke up there.
Yeah.
And then the second one is just a silly goose time I have with my two buddies, Andres Becerril and Patrick Scott. That one's called Los Chupacabros.
And that one's just a silly fun time.
Yeah, we're just like trying to have as much laughs as we can. Because the other one's a little bit more serious sometimes. You know, it goes back and forth.
Right.
I try to let that one be what it's going to be. You know?
Right.
If people want to be serious on it, we're serious. If people want to just, you know, be silly, we'll be silly. But with the bros, it's all about just having a good time.
Yeah, that's see, good. we're more just like chill, laid back, like a church of what's happening style.
Yeah,
shit.
Like,
you know
just
what I mean?
Talking.
We're ready to go. I got the blunts ready. He's by guy got his wine. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You got your coffee. Yeah, we're all ready to go. You do what you do.
We all
you
have our drug shit, of choice.
Yeah. Hell yeah, mm-hmm. man.
For sure.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
So I used to work cutting grass, right? And me and this dude Chris, he was an ex crackhead. His old lady was embezzling thousands of dollars from out of the place she worked at, dude. Like, actually hundreds of thousands of dollars, dude. But this dude, they both had a really bad crack habit. But when she got busted, she went to jail, dude. And he's like, I cleaned my life up, bro. And he took care of three kids. He started his lawn cutting business. He worked at like King Super's warehouse down off 6th Avenue and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And this dude did everything for his kids and he quit smoking crack. The only thing is this motherfucker would spend like $110 a day at Starbucks, son.
What?
Caramel frappuccinos, dude. We
that
stopped
sugar?
There three
yeah.
fucking times.
Oh, just that
full.
Sugar high.
And me and this fool would just be running fucking lawnmowers, bud. But
oh
this fool
my
fucking
God.
Went from crack to fucking coffee, fool. I'm not even joking. When you're spending $150 a day on coffee, son, dude, you got a problem.
Dude. That's.
But at least she's not smoking crack.
That's a crackhead's amount of coffee. That's exactly what that
you're
is.
You're in trouble for that shit.
Oh. Oh my God. What? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm too loud most of the time.
Yeah, straight up, dude. That shit was fucking wild, dude. That dude fucking.
I like coffee, but good God. I can't even.
Nah, this dude would go get two caramel frappuccinos upside down and with extra caramel on the bottom. So they do the caramel and the whipped cream on the bottom and then throw that shit on top, dude. Yep. And he'd do two of those quadruple shots and he'd get me one just regular, dog. But quadruple shots, that fool, fuck, dog. He spent like $30, dude, on those two coffees.
Yeah, I used to work at a Starbucks when I lived in Greeley. And the fucking, the way people, like, go about making their drinks, man, upside down, that's just to get the maximum amount of sugar with their caffeine.
No, I tell them extra caramel. I don't
everyone wants extra caramel. It's all right, here's that extra diabetes.
Yeah,
there you go. We can get it a little quicker there, buddy.
Bye bye foot. I don't give a fuck.
The foot's the least of your worries.
Yeah, dude, right?
Dude, and it's always Mexicans. Mexicans love that caramel frappuccino. They're like, give me more caramel, fool. Like, I see it in the back.
It's caramel. It's my favorite. I dip my mangoes in it too. Just saying, they probably love fucking Halloween, dude. The caramel covered apples and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Mexicans are in love with
they
that
love
shit.
Caramel.
I know I love them, dog. No, I love caramel. I fucking throw it down. Caramel and toffee. I don't really like chocolate, for real. I'm a caramel toffee guy,
like
dude.
You don't like chocolate?
No, I don't like chocolate.
What commie bullshit is that?
No, dude, because when I was in wrestling, bro, we weren't allowed to eat it, dude, ever.
Oh, what?
So it's just a mind frame, dude. Interesting. Fucking, because I was a fat kid, dude. I'm serious, dude. No, I went from freshman year, I was 178 pound fucking lineman, bud, in football. And then I dropped down to 152 wrestler, fucking it all in like fucking 5-6 weeks, bro. If I went from football to wrestling, And I dropped all that weight, dude. And then
you stop eating.
Just keeping, yeah, dude. That's pretty much it, dude. Eating, sweating, and you're running a lot in trash bags. That's how we did it, dog. You run up and down the stairs and fucking in a trash bag, dog. You're fucking,
I've seen that
weight,
before, because I was in wrestling for 1 year and
I did it. I, that's how I tore my knee was in wrestling, dude. Freshman year, bro. And I fucking, then I went back to do wrestling, and they said, I said, no, I don't want to hurt my knee. I went to do baseball. And me and this dude, TJ, the guy that we talked about in our first podcast, the pitcher, this dude was pitching 96 miles an hour, dude, fucking freshman year, fool. He was doing that fucking as almost like a fucking, as a 15-year-old, dude. He was throwing that hot, bro. And they went to see me and him because they wanted to already give him a scholarship and all that shit like fucking sophomore year, dude. You know what I mean? Because fucking he threw that fucking hard, dude. They were like, yeah, we want, who's your catcher? And he pointed at me. And I'm just off a knee surgery, dude, in the fucking gear, bro. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, I can't do it, dude. And fucking then the Arizona State still came back and looked at me and my other homeboy senior year baseball fucking for outfielders, dude.
Oh, really?
And then they said, oh, you're the guy with the knee surgery. I was like, I'm better now, fool. They're like, can't fucking take that risk, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It fucking sucked, dude. That's how it goes, bro. You know what I mean?
Baseball probably has, like, the lowest injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Actually, no, they twist,
maybe
they
golf,
twist
better.
Knees and
yeah,
all that
golf,
shit,
yeah,
dude.
One, yeah.
They twist knees and all that shit all the time.
There's probably
an
equal
that's
percentage
true
of injuries in baseball as there is in bowling. Like, I think that's
nah,
probably
dude,
good.
Baseball is fucking tough sport, bro.
I mean,
you
for the infielders,
tough,
yeah.
Nah, dude, even outfielders, bro, that's like, you know, the same, my surgeon that did my knee surgery is the same surgeon that did Dante Bichette's for the Colorado Rockies, dude. Straight up, dude, I met Dante Bichette like fucking 20 times, dude, in the fucking waiting room, dude. Fucking waiting to fucking get my knee looked at by Dr. Dude, took steroids or whatever, bro. He looked like fucking like a, he looked like a cartoon character, bud. Like a fucking He-Man, bud. In a fucking little polo shirt like this, bro. Just fucking all, yeah, my knee's feeling better, doc. Fucking, fucking, it's like, damn, son. You gotta be tough, dude, to fucking play any fucking professional sport,
that's true,
dude.
I've yeah seen all the CTE, you know, that fucking.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody's all
get
tonto, bro. Shit, dude, I'm fucking half tonto, but I fucking, I got a concussion with a helmet on, JD, snowboarding, bro.
Well, yeah, that's a different, that's a whole different
come
thing
on,
yeah,
dude.
That's.
You fuck your head up doing whatever, buddy.
I've gotten way more injuries.
What about you?
Than
you
I
ever hit
have
your head?
Yeah, I snowboarded a little bit. You know, I always wore a helmet, though. I didn't get into it till like, later on in life, maybe, like, 1920.
Because
in Greeley, you don't fucking yeah do the fucking outdoor shit. You don't go yeah snowboarding. You don't fucking go camping.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of, it's kind of hick Mexican over there.
Yeah,
huh?
I was always,
I remember when the Mexicans used to all live in Johnstown.
Yeah. See, my parents still go back and forth from
yep
Johnstown
yep
to Milwaukee.
Yep, yep.
They're like, oh, yeah, keep hopping back and forth now.
Yeah, that's the old, that's the Mexican hood over
alt
there.
Fucking, yeah. Dude, I had a girlfriend in high school who lived in Nunn. You guys ever
been? Well, no, I've not. See, dude, this guy knows all those places. I don't know any of those places. I'm the only transplant here, I think.
Yeah, no, JD was up in Greeley for the headline gig over there, dude. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had some family out there, so I was
yeah
out there with them, and then I thought I'd come support,
see
how it went.
On. It was fun. It was a great show. It was real cool. Shout outs to Rudy and Rosa Mariposa Martinez, my cousin. I dissed her, dog.
Dude,
I talked shit to her. I told her, I was like, give it up for Rosa. I thought she still had her ankle bracelet on, but it's just
yeah
the tattoo. I got her good, dude. She was pointing at me from behind stage. She was
dude,
like, fuck.
Her whole set, she was like, we're not related. We're not related.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like doing her best to like distance herself.
Yeah, because the stories that were about to come up, we're not. She's not needing her kids being like, you know that guy?
What's up, prima? Anyway. She's my cousin.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, that Rosa, I went right after her for one of those LMAO Fs, dude. So
okay,
she's the reason why we got Cheyenne, me and him and Brian and Eric Shee. We did a show in Wyoming. When was that? The beginning of the year?
Yeah, it was like in February.
Yeah. And
you went to Cheyenne in February?
Yeah.
Yeah, right before the COVID shit, dude. We had some shit going on, but some dude sent some shit at on the Denver link, on the Denver comedy scene, and then I told him to hit up Rosa. Rosa said she was busy that week to hit me back up. He said send a tape. I told these guys to send dude shit, and we all got on. Eric Shee fucking made it a pretty good show. It was good.
I was going to say, I do admire you guys' hustle, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely kind of lost some of that.
After, you know. No, man, that's what
did
I
you,
do
did you start
day.
Back in Greeley?
No, no, I started when I was here in Denver.
Oh,
I moved
okay.
up to Denver in 2011 and to go to college over at Metro. And then I started getting into comedy in about 2013.
That's where my cousin graduated from.
Oh, yeah?
Business degree. Yeah, he's got a business. He works at Kaiser, too, now. He's
oh, shit.
Fucking
nice.
Big guy over there. He's a good kid, you know. But, man. And then you didn't start till 13? So you've been in it for a good 7 years, though, now?
Yeah. I was telling you in Greeley, like, I didn't really get into it, like, hardcore until maybe for at least a year, you know. I was, like, in and out. My first mic was Chirito. I know you love Chirito.
Yeah. I missed that joint, man. I remember it was still, I started there the first, when Preston Tompkins still ran it. And he has that cool Nintendo joke, dude, and shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Nah, he has nerdy jokes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I liked all his jokes. He's a nerd, dude.
Nah, he's cool.
It was cool. No, that's what you got to love where you start. Me and this guy went tripping balls the last night at Chirito.
Yeah.
I got the fucking poster in my room, homie. I missed that place, dude. That shit was dope, man.
Yeah, that's a reiterated story, but it's
Yeah, man. That's
one of my favorite memories.
I mean, everywhere. You know, this comedy, I fell in love with it from the get, dude. How long did it take for you to say, this is something I really like? And, like, even if it wasn't the comedy, like, your podcast game.
I started doing the podcast a little bit before I started getting into
comedy.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, because I loved listening to Kevin Smith's podcast. Podcast. I listen to Corolla.
Listen to all those. Those are all great,
And so, like, in Kevin Smith's whole thing is like, oh, you can do it. You just got to fucking do it. You got to do it. You know, so
you
like,
did
all
it.
Right. Yeah, I fucking.
So what was your first podcast?
The Left and Right. Well,
you still. Okay, so you just went straight off and kept doing the same one.
Well, yeah. No, actually, I started off with a friend of mine, Joanna, and we did this one called JDJO.
Oh.
And then she fell off. And because doing things with a partner is hard, you know.
Right.
Definitely,
I
like.
Oh no, me and this guy argued before.
I know,
dude.
Before,
we,
man,
we
you guys should have
heard
when the cameras
were
off,
down,
man.
But,
I thought
oh, dude, we
fight.
Almost killed each other a couple times.
No, and then it almost went to shit because this guy's fucking roommate got fucking bed bugs, so my mom wouldn't allow him over here for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long time ago. We could talk.
No,
about
no, no. We're fine. We're
no,
fine.
No, part of the joke is like whenever
they
you
call
say
it house aids,
like,
dude. They
no.
call it house aids, dude.
Yeah, I call it house
it's
aids.
It's house aids, dude.
That's my
sure.
thing. I know I stolen one of your jokes. Doesn't mean you can steal one of mine.
I don't give a fuck. I gave you a couple jokes. Dude. No, these guys sit in the car on the way to the fucking open mics and shit, and I'll say something funny, and then they call dibs on it, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
So you're a weld, you know?
I know. I can't remember them all anyway.
It's, well, no, half the time, it's not jokes. Even that we call dubs. It's that it's so, like... Everybody says I can't not say dispensary now. Like I can't get that out of my fucking head. I literally tried the other day to pronounce it correctly because I was at work with a friend who didn't understand it and I still said fucking dispensary. You're fucking infectious. Don't get mad because you're good. Like that's going to be one of your strongest suits later in your comedy career, is that ability that everybody's just going to remember you because of the stupid words you use every 5 fucking seconds. Don't get mad at me because your fucking powers are working, you son of a bitch.
Nah, hey, dude, it's cool, bro.
Dispensary,
winders,
fucking, what's the other one?
Worse your balls, son. Worse than balls, get ready. Dude, in the hood, I don't give a fuck.
Have you had? You just had the one.
Failed?
Well, not like
fail,
like you
failed.
Just stopped That's doing.
Harsh. Well, once Joanna kind of fell off with doing the JDJO,
right.
I took a little bit of a hiatus, kind of retooled what I wanted to do. And then I came out with the left hand right brain.
Okay, and you've just been doing that since.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, I when I started in Junction, it was really weird because like Junction only had like 4 comics, and one of those dudes was like this college kid, and he tried to start like 3 different podcasts with me at like various points in the 4 years I was there, and they all. That's why I said failed because I've had like. 4 podcast fails before I ended up with this asshole.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find someone who cares enough.
Yeah, because I would always try, it would be one of those things where, you know, you try to, like, be like, hey, you know, you want to meet up this weekend? He's like, no, I get classes. And it just would go. I'd have much more free time than him because.
Yeah, they're not taking it as
seriously. Yeah, so.
It's frustrating.
But luckily, this guy is takes this way more seriously than I do. Not to say that I don't take it seriously, but he's
on it, dude. It's like.
Almost psychotically so.
No, because it's all about content, too, dude. When you want to put yourself out there, dude, that's like you got a bunch of playlists with half. Half our podcast, a set from fucking Thick Skin. I got the movies me and Brian Evans are in. I got the movies me and Grambo are in. What popped up on Facebook today are mine and Grambo's election.
Oh, yeah.
Video. That's a good video, dude. You know what I mean? It's funny fucking funny, dude. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I mean, you got to throw all yourself out there, dude. If you want to fucking not, you know, promote yourself, that's how you got to do it, is say, yo, look at all this content I got, dude. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm dragging you along, dude. Don't worry. I look, dude, I got,
by my feet,
you know, fuck it, dude. Kicking and screaming. Who gives a fuck, dude? That's how you got to do it, dude.
You know, I started a big part of the argument was quality over quantity. But now I think there's just so much shit out there. Like, quantity
almost
is a big part of
it. Yeah, it sucks.
No, that's like, and then I listen to everybody's shit, dude. I'm kind of like you. I fucking listen to everything. And then on YouTube, I watch everything, too. Like, fucking, like, pretty much everything you talk about, I know what's up with it. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much shit out there. It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's there's a wealth of it.
It's impossible
but then,
to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
No, and then, yeah. And there's so, it's just, it's ridiculous the amount of stuff there is. Like, there's still things that came out, like, 8 years ago, and you hear this all the time, but, you know, like, you see something 8 years ago that you've never seen before, and it has, like, 100 million views, and you're like, how the hell did I not, well, not maybe not 100 million, but you know my, like, I've seen, like, video series, like, I just, what's that, that history video series with, like, the stick figures, Sam O'Neill? Salmonella, you never seen those? The Salmonella Academy? Yeah, see, like, those things had, like, 60 million views, some of the top ones. And, like, I'd never heard of them, and they're, like, he's, like, 4 years old. And so, like, there's just so much. And they're really funny. I've watched, like a binge of them, but it's just, I find that so many times. Like, discovered a new podcast yesterday I didn't even know existed that was really good. I can't remember the name of. Because, yeah, it's just shit like that.
I go through my likes on YouTube, dude, and it's like, fuck, I can't believe I liked all this shit, dude. And then what's fucking sad is they finally took down all my old Alex Jones likes. So, like, it was a bunch of like videos, and then as it went down, it'd be like...
Removed.
Because YouTube's taking off Alex.
Yeah, and then... And then now they're all gone, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fucking for real gone, bro.
Can you
it's
find,
crazy.
Like, bootlegs on there
yeah,
still?
Oh, yeah,
they, like,
dude. No, I just watched fucking the
like
one.
Like how they do cable where it's just in the corner while there's
hat,
a weird
dude.
Picture.
He's on tinfoil hat. He's on a bunch of
oh,
different
no, I know
stuff.
He's on.
The tinfoil hat.
That's Sam Tripoli, I
Sam
think.
Sam Tripoli.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Tinfoil hat. Come on, guy. Nah, hey, dude. If you look at my Facebook feed... I was doing Postmates, right? And I'm over there by Uncle, over there like 32nd and T-Hole and shit. And I'm riding up the road past the fucking up towards this, by this burger place, dude. Mm-hmm. And this guy got a fucking tinfoil hat on, dude, and a fucking full gas mask. A full gas mask, dude, over the eyes.
Like World War One style.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. He had a full face mask and a tinfoil hat with a fucking thing like that. And
did
he's
he have
fucking
a sign
ordering,
his nigh
he's
on his
ordering
chest?
food. No, fuck no. He's getting hamburgers to go, son. Fuck, dog. These people are crazy, fool. They was all scared, son.
Oh, man.
The COVID riots is real, but like, they're the COVID riot. Don't get the COVID riot going to your town. You'll get the fucking sickness and all that shit, son.
COVID.
Just close your mouth. Say Black Lives
Is that
Matter.
What we're going to call it?
The, I'm the calling COVID it riots. The COVID riots, bud. They fucking bring the COVIDs to your door, son. 1,000 fucking Mexicans, motherfuckers with
then
COVID.
Then you got to stand outside with a salmon shirt. And
you better hope you didn't
home.
Get COVID that time you went protesting over there, bro. You fucking go from COVID
did,
protester to COVID rioter in no time, bud. Why do you think these COVID cats are breaking riot. Windows and shit? They're like, I got the COVID. Ah!
It's not to say 28 days later, bro.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be. You just wait, son. Like I said, rabbits, rabbits after the 28 days, rabbits are going to be land piranhas, bro. They're just going to fucking eat everything in their way. Fucking animals, people. You just got to stay away from the rabbits. They're going to be rabid zombie rabbits.
Wow, a watershed. I also watched a 3D animated series on it, which was very weird.
Yeah. I thought it was straight up about a boat. Like, oh no, this is Watership Down. I was like, I don't want to watch like no fucking, you know, nautical shit. It's like bunnies.
Yeah,
like, what?
Bunnies murdering each other.
Like, yeah, it's fucking
dude. It's heavy. Dark. It's heavy. Dude.
I swear they're gonna be.
Did you
fucking
ever see the old animated one?
No,
oh, dude, the old animated one is almost darker than the 3D one.
Yeah, it's like animation style. My wife hates it.
They're gonna be land piranhas. I swear to God, dude, they're gonna be zombie land.
I watched
piranhas.
That movie the first time when I was five, and that's probably why I have such a dark sense of humor because that movie fucked me up.
That Rankin and Bass old animation's like scary.
And then they talk about,
hey,
like...
Have
dude,
you ever seen that old movie?
Three-way court. Really, their civilization... like, their little town's about to collapse because they don't have anybody to fuck. Like, they literally, like, talk... Like, the whole point that they go to that other place is to get women. Like, that's the whole point of, like... If you... I forgot what they call them. They're, like... It's like a breeding term. No. Like they... Because all the guys escape. No women escape with them. And they literally like go to this like third, like this like third party of rabbits, and they're like try to invade. Yeah, they got like all these like women. They got like these women rabbit slaves and shit like that, and they're all just like in this.
Oh, dude.
No, this like all this stuff is in this movie. I can't believe
it. I only saw the Netflix one that came out like last year.
Yeah, that one. It's like in the third part that happens.
I don't remember. I don't remember them being rabbit slaves.
They were like held like I know that I'm right on the whole.
I know there's like there's one that has like, you know, martial law. Like
yeah, that yeah, like that's like, the, that yeah, pretty much. Like not slaves, like, but you know, I guess there's no payment in buddy culture, so you can't have slaves, so.
Yeah. yeah, you can. Sex, bro. There's always payment, dog. Come on, dude. Did you see where they gave the monkeys money and then the monkeys started paying for pussy, dude, right away, bro? They gave these monkeys fucking nickels and like coins and shit. I'm not even joking. They gave these monkeys coins and shit, fool, and the monkeys started going and paying the fucking one fire monkey to fuck, dog. I'm not even joking, dude. This is real, dude. That bitch had a stack of fucking coins, son. And then she fucking gave the coins because you could go change the coins in for biscuits and shit, fool. The monkeys ain't stupid, bud. They started paying for pussy right there, bro. Fucking straight up, dog. They're fucking sharp, bro. They know fucking business.
What can we learn from the monkeys?
To prostitution sell shit. Illegal. Sell shit, homeboy.
For pussy.
Yeah,
it's best.
Fuck yeah.
For monkey pussy.
I'm selling shit right now. Tall guy brought me new ties right now, bro. Look at this shit. Yeah, let's sell some
book.
Shit.
My book, my name's Sam Talent, that's my my stage name, my Noom Diplo.
I didn't get the rights on Homeboy's Instant Venmo to sell that, but...
If you guys want it, it's signed. I even signed it.
Nice!
Yeah.
Nice! I got new shit
I
from...
I sold that a Mark Masters book, so...
Yeah. I got a Mark Masters book in my room.
So do I.
I'm jerking off to it right now. I'm reading.
He my name. He says my podcast.
He says my name in there too, dude. He got some blurb about me, I jerk off
to
that.
Audio.
But right now on Homeboy's Insta Venmo Flea Market, the COVID shit's almost over. You guys, you're gonna need a fucking job. I got ties for your ass. I got the cool slick downtown Denver tie, and then I got I work at a dispensary, and I love kids tie. You know what I mean? And then if you want to really get fancy, I got this here fucking Jewish napkin. I got a Jew napkin, or it's a fucking Mason towel, like Mason fucking apron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can use it in so many ways. It's a Jew towel. It's a Jew tassel towel. Like, yeah, dude. If you wanna go work at like
a
jewelry store, if you
wanna
go work at a jewelry store or something, you tuck this in your pocket, and then you got your nice tie like this. And you're going to get a job at a jewelry store. They're going to think you're Jewish, dude. And you're going to make a lot of money. Right after this COVID shit's over, hit me up. ties are $4.20.
Third time he's done this.
This is silk, bro. This is a thousand percent silk.
I was gonna go to the gym after this.
No, hey, and if you're a gangster, you can go like this. Oh, you can use it for a mask. You know what I mean? 1000% silk.
I don't think this
looks like a mask. Like a rent a Santa Claus.
$14.20. You guys hit me up. Yeah. At BigLou303, that's Venmo. At BigLou303.
It'll be on the description.
At BigLou303. At BigLou303.
Would it be insulting Venmo if I took that to the gym and used that as my like, sweat towel?
You can. No, and
is that absorbent?
Yeah, dude, it's 1000% silk. Fool, you want to read the fucking thing? Look, dog, right here.
1000% silk.
It says 1000.
Look. 1000% silk, bitch.
It does say 1000. It's crazy. Yeah, I've never seen that before. I've imagined.
Hit me up. But back to the podcast. You know what I mean?
All right. Commercial break is over. Sam Talent. Oh, yeah. Sam Talent, you're a great talent.
One more thing. This podcast has been brought to you by Green Sativa. High tech concentrates. We got Confucius Code.
So,
Confucius Code.
I wanted
code
to ask
Shatter
you this question because he likes to just release episodes willy nilly, whenever they're done. How do you release your episodes? Do you just do it that way, or do you like do it weekly?
I try to do it weekly. And we'll record with the
Bros. Like. Do you have stuff
we'll
in the bucket?
Record, like, two at a time. So we'll get together every 2 weeks. Patrick's been zooming in because he's been a lazy father now.
Yeah, that's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. A cool guy. But Andres has been coming over, and that's been fun. I always like in-person stuff. I think this is the best, you know, to get a good conversation. You know, you're picking up on all the cues.
Yeah.
I've tried the
Zoom stuff for multiple things, and it just, unless you're, like, just allowing the other person to just kind of teach a lesson, it's not, for a conversation, it's not good.
Hey,
yeah, there are drawbacks and you know, but I mean, I'd rather have Patrick there to do it on Zoom than not be there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, and, definitely. If you have
give
to go
me a
that
glass
way,
like his,
and
like
if I know one. We're gonna be like, but was that for all
no,
of us?
No,
or,
no,
okay.
but
I mean, like, if I'm recording, like, things in advance, I try to keep those what they call evergreen.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like you can put it out whenever and you can't tell that it was recorded weeks ago.
Or, right.
You know, there aren't like time things, you know.
Well, see, like that's always the problem. Like, I guess, yeah, that's a good compliment, but that's always the problem now. It's just so much stuff happens. You could say one thing that has anything to do with the times and it could change in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's been a.
Like
a harder one.
Like we could just be like, man, it was so weird to go to the supermarket in 2 weeks. Oh man, right. City Market burned down. Like that joke doesn't go anymore. All the food's gone. Are you going with wine now? Oh, so. All
right, we're back on.
Okay, good. Oh, we're continuing.
It's good to have a producer.
Yeah.
Someone who knows what they're doing. Kind of help keep things going.
Do
you produce your own? You know all the technical stuff and all that, those things.
Yeah, I was getting into it a while back. When we were talking at the beginning, when I got into it, I got into the comedy stuff. Always wanted to do comedy. I love stand up shit. And I had a girlfriend who was doing improv at the Bovine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I have these student loans. Either I'm gonna buy all this audio equipment to start a podcast, or I'm going to fucking get improv classes.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another friend of mine, and she was like, oh, you like talking, you might as well just do that. Let's do
the
podcast stuff. So I fucking sank, like, almost all of my student loan money that semester into buying, you know, I bought a fucking Mackie mixer, I bought a fucking, like, 5 mics, I bought 5 stands, I bought 5 fucking cords, you know, a recorder. I got a little Roland recorder. And all the fucking attachments you gotta get, you know.
Yeah, I got this now.
It's a hard drive, you know.
Yeah, all this equipment today is brought to you by Big Lou.
Shut the fuck up, dude. He doesn't even know, bud.
He's gonna know. I'm gonna send this episode to him.
Thanks, Big Lou.
He's too retarded. No, we had him on our last episode.
And you couldn't hear him.
And you couldn't hear him, and that's why I said we need fucking mics, fool.
Yeah.
No, but he was talking about how he got busted with like fucking 2 kilos of cocaine and golden and shit, dude. But, you know what I mean? And that's like
back
you heard,
in the days
you
when
heard me
more.
Diss him during my set up there. And really, I was pissed
really
at him, dude.
Out,
I was pissed at him, but it came out great, dude. You know what I mean? I was like, I can't believe I said, oh, yeah, I just picked him up from jail. I mean, from the hospital because he got COVID in jail. That's not funny. But the last time I picked him up was like down the street, like I said. But the last time I picked him up was from Greeley, right in Greeley jail, right down the street, and everyone was like, yeah, it was crazy, dude.
People blew up about you and Chiz down on fucking Tennyson when you said that.
Yeah.
It was kind of an older crowd, you know, so they were fucking...
They were like, memories, nostalgia, fuck yeah.
In that frenzy right there, dude. It was great. And how I got into it was cool, too. Oh, do you protest? Fuck yeah, I did, bitch. That's why you got weed stores on every corner. That's why you got dispensaries on every corner. And it fucking killed it, dude.
Greeley seems like... Was it one of those places that like took a while for them to get the medical or the dispensaries in and shit like that?
Well, Greeley...
They still don't have weed, right?
No, it's all Garden City is where...
Oh.
Garden City, I think that's the
place. That's exactly how Junction was. It's like that Mesa County is very fucking conservative. And
I don't think they have any dispensaries in Greeley proper. Yeah. It's all like right outside of Greeley or Evans.
No, it's... right outside.
And
that's like... It's more or less because it's pretty much a border town too, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want to do it there at the border town because motherfuckers creep right in from Cheyenne over here too, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? They still do that.
Yeah, they still do it. They just can't go right into Greeley proper to do it.
Yeah. Do they... Wait. No, they still allow people who have out-of-state licenses to buy weed. Never mind.
Fucking at any rec spot, dude, here in Colorado.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
You just got to... That's like, usually you get dope-ass discounts when you're fucking got your Colorado ID out of every fucking spot, dude.
Yeah. I worked at a dispensary for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which place?
Terrapin.
All right.
Schmerpin.
I went to all of them, man. I worked at all kinds of places. I might get my job back at Gildner Pipeline. I might get my job back over there cleaning the sewers. The place where I got fired from the drug sniffing horse, I might get my job back there.
One of the only things I would trust you to do is clean my sewers.
Fuck you, dude. That's a fucking... This old German guy said when we were leaving one day from the shop, he goes, all you see on the highway is trash truck and sewer truck. And he's right, bro. You know why? Because you need the trash out of your house, and you need your fucking shit, your plumbing to work.
Well, of course.
If that shit don't work, you know what happens? Famine and fucking disease, motherfucker. I'm not joking.
I know.
Sick, dude.
I know,
fucking...
but you just say it so seriously, like, the most important
people
in society.
It is, dude.
No, you're right. They are totally the most important people in society.
Yeah, dude,
but we should just make an action.
Fucking...
We should make a post-apocalyptic movie like that.
Just think, motherfucker, about fucking 200-300 years, dude. Water coming through a fucking faucet is like fucking magic, fool. It's magic, dude. That's fucking magic. That's fucking real Merlin-type magic shit,
son. So you think they have to take you back is what you're saying? That's why you're
going to
get your
job. I just know how to do that shit, dude. No. As long as I go get my license tomorrow, dude, I'll get my job back, bro. They just need people. They need people like a motherfucker. I told this guy, dude, it's easy. He could get in. You might have to work on a sewer truck. Fucking helping, which is nothing. All you do is screw on nozzles to a fucking hose and throw the
I just don't know if I can do that job without throwing up.
Dude, I used to throw up all the time and then you go eat lunch, son. You know what I mean? Fuck, dog, it's cake food. Like, fucking, I'm not joking, dude. Half your day, you're not even fucking. You don't have to get down the manhole most days.
Yeah, most days. No, that one day is what I fear.
Nah, dude, that day, because I'll tell you the worst day, I fucking had to scrape loaves of grease out of a fucking... Out of a fucking cistern. It's called a cistern. It's like this whole house, like, but 20 feet tall, and fucking all the water goes into there from Ken Carl Ranch. All the sewage water goes into there, and then it gets pumped up the hill. So they got six big pumps in there, and... We had to fucking suck all that shit down and take it all the way down and over the hill to another fucking place to pump, to release the water. We had to do that while we reline the shit. And me and the other homeboy, we had to get in a full fucking rubber suit all the way, head to toe mask with the ventilator up top like that, bro. And they sent us down there, bro. And it's grease, fool. Grease is worse than shit, fool. Grease, all this chicken grease, all the grease you fucking shit out your asshole, motherfucker, you know what I mean? All the fucking bacon grease you threw down the fucking sink, son. That shit fucking stinks, fool. And it was loaves like this. And we had to scrape it off the wall. Dude, I threw up a little bit. But I had to swallow it because I had the fucking full face mask on, bud. You know what I mean? And I had
so
fresh air.
So we should all go get jobs there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. No, but that's one day out of the whole year. And you know what, dude? The boss gives you fucking goddamn $500 bonus for doing shit like that, fool.
Not after that COVID?
Day. Yeah, after COVID, all that shit. He'll still give you a fucking bonus for getting down there and doing the dirty job.
They you think had that's me, worth $500?
Hey, dog, they had me relining fucking manholes up
actually,
in Wyoming.
If I could do something else, I would.
No, dude,
yeah,
they fucking...
obviously. But if you're there
but check
and
this
you know
out.
It's coming...
Check this out. So they had us dress up in Tyvek suits and get this two-part epoxy and fucking... And we'd put it onto this mesh and we'd reline manholes. Okay? You get a little bit dirty fucking mixing that shit around and smearing it onto the thing. For about 30, 40 minutes, right? You fucking put the little lid on the fucking fiberglass mesh. You put it down in the manhole. You blow the bladder up on the inside. And you wait for it to cure for fucking 2-3 hours and chill. And you fucking watch movies on your phone. You go jerk off in the back of the TV van, you know, just the fucking internet porn and shit. You know what I mean? You just hang out for a couple hours. And then when that shit's all cured out, you just cut the top off the lid. And then one of you goes down there with the harness, and you cut the bottom back out so you can see the fucking sewer, live sewer go by.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And that's a day. That's fucking 6-hour day. And you drive home for an hour and a half, bro, and take a nap, bro. Or you go in the back of the van again and jerk off to some internet porn on the way home, bud. It's a real easy job, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude, it's okay.
With your greasy hands, you're jerking off.
Nah, dude, they got
gun?
Soap, son. Then you work in the
I don't
sewer.
Know if you got a good
you
enough
work
soap.
In the, you work in the sewer, buddy. You got industrial soap,
you feel
son.
Fine enough.
No,
enough,
I'm not.
Like,
I'm not playing,
the soap's
dude.
Good enough, you
nah,
good enough,
yes,
you jerk
dude.
Off
the boss buys
like...
the best soap, the best motor oil to fucking work on your own fucking shit. Vac truck, fucking TV van. You know, pickup, if you're driving a pickup, they got the best oil for the pickup. Go get everything brand new from Napa. The guy's so nice, he let me get some parts for myself from Napa before, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. Gilners are OG, bud. You know what I mean? I really hope I get my shit back.
They're one of the few.
No, dude. No, straight up, I felt embarrassed, dude, when I got busted by the fucking drug sniffing horse there, dude. Straight up,
you
bro.
Felt less embarrassed if they caught you jerking off in the back?
Nah, dude. Because everybody does that, dude. Fuck. that same old guy, Ned, I remember we were fucking working in Lakewood, bud, and we're cleaning sewers, right? And when you clean the sewer, the helper hops out, goes over to the manhole, pops it open. You line up the nozzle. Because you put a hose in the sewer line to clean it, right? You line up the nozzle, and then you spray it down with this like giant squirt gun. You just spray the lid. You just clean everything off real quick. You clean the sides of the manhole. You know, if there's dirt, you check it out. You know what I mean? And you just spray it all down with water real fast, right? Well, me and Ned roll up to this manhole we just did, and he's like, open manhole. I was like, fuck, Ned, we just did this one. He's like, open manhole. And I was like, Ned, we fucking did this one, motherfucker. And he's like, he pulls out a roll of toilet paper from under his seat. And he goes, I'm Mushiza, open manhole. He had to take a shit, bro. So I open the manhole. The old guy goes down there. He takes a shit right into the fucking sewer line. And he wipes his ass. And he comes up, bro. That's sewer dog for you, bro. I've done that before, too, dude. You know what I mean? I am gangster, bro. I've shit from the top, from the street top of a manhole. I've shit from the street top of a manhole into a sewer. That makes you gangster as fuck, dude.
You're just
fucking gangster.
You're just cutting out the middleman. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, dude. That's gangster shit, bro.
The
I did that.
That's part of the initiation. They're like,
yeah,
they're
dude.
Go down there and take a shit, bro.
So I was in Willing, Wyoming, or something. I was right there by the drop in the rise, where the drop in the rise in Wyoming is. I was in some little town over there, and man, we had drinking all night. Me and this old guy, fucking Robin, and this same sewer dog. He's videotaping, right? And I go down to the next manhole because he's like, open that manhole so I can get some light. So
he has a video.
No,
camera?
He's got a robotic camera. Okay. We put a robotic camera and we survey the line. That's another easy job, dude. You just sit there, put the camera in the fucking manhole, and then homeboy drives it up and surveys the line. This people's service line comes in at 300 feet. This person's service line comes in at 100 feet. You know what I mean? It's real easy. But homeboy tells me, yo, he's all, go open that next manhole. And I was like, cool, I got to take a shit anyways. So I go open the next manhole.
There's not a toilet around anywhere?
No, I'd have to walk like...
There's a porta potty there.
No, we're all the way across town. Yeah, there's no porta potty.
There's no porta potties.
There's no porta potties. We're out in the middle of some people's backyards, dude, in an old alley.
So there's a house there.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go knock on somebody's door to be like, hey, I got to throw shit.
That is rude.
No, I could try to pull this. I could say, hey, I need to drop this dye tab in your toilet, but then I'm going to leave their whole restroom smelling like shit. Dude, that's fucked up. Dude. And I did that once, bro, but it's all bad. So I said I'd rather do it in a manhole. So I opened the manhole. All
right. He's sacrificing.
And this dude drives the camera.
Down. You drop no. your...
No, no, so...
we have to go into the mechanics of this.
Yeah,
okay.
So, homeboy...
You have
homeboy.
Overalls on.
I had work pants. I had work jeans and a nice work plaid shirt.
So you had boots on, big boots.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I had steel toes.
Okay, so you're straddling. So,
right? So I fucking open the manhole. Homeboy drives the camera in, right? And he looks up and he looks side to side. And I know that's when he goes forward, right? And I'm waiting for him to go forward so I could throw shit in this manhole.
Wait, so you straddle the manhole.
Yeah, but I'm straddling the manhole leaning up against his truck.
Okay, so it's like you're sitting, you're doing like a squat.
Yeah, I'm doing like a squat over the manhole leaning up against
this
guy's back
tire. So you're not going to get any shit in your pants.
No. Never.
He's professional about this,
never.
Sir.
I'm a pro. I did fucking pee my pants once, and that's a different story. But anyways, I bend over the manhole, and I start to shit. And then my phone starts ringing, bro. So I wipe my ass. I throw the toilet paper down. And fucking my phone's ringing. And it's Robin. He calls me. He's like...
Oh, Robin?
Yeah, the guy doing the camera. And the guy that's controlling the robotic camera, he calls me.
And he's like in a truck somewhere?
Yeah, he's in a truck like fucking 3 yards up. You know, three or four yards up.
And you're not worried about him seeing you shit.
No, I don't give a fuck, dude. You know what
Why
I mean?
Not?
Because he's seen it
before.
We're sewer dogs, dude. He pees in a cup. He pees in a cup in the van, dude, and then go. Yeah, and he'll go fucking pour it out, dude, and right into the manhole.
Man.
So this motherfucker calls me. This fucker calls me.
I fuck dudes, and I don't want to be that intimate with any guys.
This fucking guy calls me, and he goes, "Yo, bro, you got to go down there and clean your shit off of the camera." I shit right onto the camera lens.
Wait, what?
I shit right down. He looked back up to restart the video. And right when he looked up, my shit went plop like that.
So how'd you clean it?
I fucking had to go down there with fucking paper towel and fucking wipe my shit off the lens.
There's no like hose or anything.
Nah.
So you suffered.
I got
for the
gloves.
Sin on that
I got
one.
Gloves and paper towel, bro. I got gloves and paper towel. And then like when we get the camera back, we got another spray gun to spray the motherfucker off while it's hanging in the manhole. We spray that camera the fuck off. You know what I mean? Fucking all the time. We got high pressure hoses. It's cake, dude. You know what I mean? You never fucking really
it's
touch
shit.
It's shit.
I can't wait for
it to be cake.
No, but it's an easy fucking job, dude. I can't believe how fucking...
I don't know if I can say that easy.
Hey, dude, for your boy, you're getting paid to do it, dude. You get paid to fucking, you know... It's just motherfuckers... It's like the garbage guy, man.
Again,
you know, somebody's got to fucking
job.
Do it. Somebody's got to fucking...
Right,
hey, dude, that was my dream job. You can ask my mom. I wanted to be a garbage man when I grew up, son.
You were that kid in the internet video that was handing, like, toys to the garbage people.
No, dude, I wanted to be one. I wanted to be Sanford and Son, fool.
Some people want to be president.
I wanted everybody's cool shit that they fucking throw away,
bro.
So you wanted to own a junkyard, not be a garbage man.
I wanted to steal everybody's shit off the fucking garbage, bro. That they're so dumb enough to throw away, bro.
You want to be Leroy Brown.
No, my grandpa had three brass old school, what are they, the what's the machine that they type in at the store? Cash machine.
Oh, yeah.
With the little drawer. With the little drawer. Brass ones. Huh?
Coinstar.
No, you don't.
He had three Coinstars?
No, whoa. Not Coinstars. He had three of the old school brass cash registers. There we go. He had three brass cash registers.
Like old school ones?
My dad fucking took one to the fucking scrapper and got like fucking $170 for it, dude. I fucking wisely took the other ones out of the shed and hid them from him.
Yeah.
And my grandma told me he'd go get these appraised. And she's all, if it's over $300, sell them. Like fucking 100 or 1200 a piece, bro.
Whoa.
She gave me like $400.
And that third
bucks.
One went to drugs.
No, she gave me $400. This is when I was a good guy, bro.
No, I'm saying when your dad sold them.
No, my dad sold that shit. Yeah, fool. He fucking... Me and my dad used to break down
copper. Three brass cash registers makes you want to deal with the rest of the world.
Yeah, dude, you never know. You never know.
Bro, you never fucking know.
I'm gonna find find a Nintendo one day.
Yeah, dude, you find a fucking find that yellow fucking Super Nintendo, that Donkey Kong edition one, that Diddy Kong edition one.
That's your
Nintendo
Holy Grail
64. That shit's worth like fucking 20 or that game. Shit's worth
oh wait, they already found those.
That shit's worth $7,000 yeah.
No
right now.
You love comedy so much. It's way easier than
finding what? Your
It's way easier than my
Ark
real life,
Covenant
dude.
In a junkyard.
That's like, did you ever hear the joke of me saying my real life is like GTA? Because it is, dude. It is. Just
Grand
like
Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto real life. Follow
Are you a dumpster person in Grand Theft Auto? I don't remember that level.
I don't remember, yeah. I don't remember working for the
dude,
sewage.
Dude, that'd be a good story.
I remember that stupid-ass crane
sounds
level,
like
but I don't remember a garbage level.
I don't think it'd be bad, but...
Yeah, no. Sounds like a great storyline. Me and my dad driving around
game,
stealing
though.
Fucking...
Yeah.
It's a different game.
I wouldn't call it Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, there's trash everywhere.
I'd call it Denver North Side.
There's trash everywhere. There's trash everywhere, dude. They should have you pick up the trash, and you're helping the... You're making money.
There's
You're
so many games
drugs.
Out now, I bet there is a dumpster man simulator. I bet there is.
I go to Fowler every summer and work for my grandfather. And he had like a lawn mowing business, and he'd also take people's trash to the dump.
To the dump, oh, okay.
So we'd go pick up people's trash on Saturday mornings and then take it to the dump and
Helping
just throw
the community.
It out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I found some like toy
shit.
Swords out there in the dump and stuff. You know, like, oh, Power Rangers, this is great.
It's covered
you know?
In dog
I
shit.
Mean,
great. Cool.
I wouldn't think they'd make a GTA out of it.
maybe like a weird indie game.
I found a knife out there. I found like a pocket knife out there one time. You know?
you could see the hepatitis on it.
That thing stabbed.
Dude, yeah, I was gonna say it's probably a murder weapon. Mm-hmm. But,
you don't throw a knife away unless you killed somebody with it.
And, yeah.
Never. Yeah. Never throw a knife away.
It's an
La plata, se se. Fuck yeah.
So, anyway, I started comedy in 2013.
Yeah. No, so, are you happy the comedy's coming back a little bit, or what?
I mean, yeah, I'm always
Obviously.
Happy to
It was
to
cool.
Have a laugh, but,
that, you know.
Have you done any
have
shows
Have you
lately?
Done any
no
open mics or anything?
No.
Right.
I'd been working a little bit more before everything.
Good.
Wife and yourself.
Yeah, so we're saving up for the wedding, and so I was working more, and I'd just kind of fallen off the rotation. You guys know how it goes, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not out there, you know, 24/7, you know, people forget about you.
Yeah,
so
very quickly.
People coming in.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up sometimes. Yeah. So I was already kind of falling off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just with the grind, and but now you know we're both unemployed. We ended up getting married during COVID anyway. We just self-solemnized.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
Went up to the mountains. Had some
well, then, congratulations,
oh,
brother.
You,
fuck yeah,
you.
Dude.
Yeah, and I think we'll have a party sometime down the road.
Yeah, dude.
At some point.
Yeah, because, like, our parents haven't even met. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Really? Oh, wow. you almost Vegas wedding that
shit. Yeah, Grandpa pretty much did the same thing, right?
Yeah,
no?
But his parents are dead, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry, Grandpa.
Fuck, that's cold-blooded, dude. Grandpa's got gout.
That's the rich man's disease.
Yeah.
He's rich now. He's married to a Jew chick.
Is that where you got that?
Yeah. No.
From Grandpa's?
Nah. Grandpa's tight, bro. He's
yeah,
cool.
Grandpa's nice. I like
that's
Grandpa.
What, that's, he Where's got all guy? That cool recording equipment. He recorded some of the... open mic the other night on the front porch, and he cut it together.
Oh, okay.
It was cool, dude. It was a tight little thing on Facebook.
Yeah, he likes to do it too.
Yeah.
You
know? No, he's there's.
Do you do any of those video things like the?
Did you do for Phone It In Festival or anything
no,
like that?
No, I didn't do any of those. Well, Aaron Maslow and I did one. We like recorded a bunch of shit. Because I went to school for video production, so yeah. I was like really trying to push that when I first started comedy.
Yeah.
Like I did a sketch with like Zach Moss and Georgia and Nick and you guys probably don't remember his, this one guy. I can't remember his name. Edie Miller.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
we would we wrote a couple sketches and we shot one. I did some stuff with Janae. Where took their bits and we
made out sketch to versions Janae. Of
them. Oh, that's cool.
I miss Black Buzzard like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a good one.
No, that's another thing I listened to before I did that show up in Greeley was I had a really good set over there, The Last Black Buzzard. I'm going to cut. I got to cut. Somebody went up after me. I got to cut that off and just put a picture of me up and post it, dude. It was a really good set. But shout out to Janae, dude. She's really
You want to start posting shit a year in?
I mean,
after 10 years.
It was a good set, dude. It was a good set.
You think 10 years? I think there's so much stuff out there. Like,
he's got a bunch of my shit out there already, dude, on his shit, Josue.
I literally only have one thing up. I've only have one set up on YouTube, and it's literally there just so I can give a link to, like, festivals and shit.
Yeah, I got one thing I was embarrassed by. When my girlfriend and I, well, my wife now, when we were started dating, she was like, oh, he does stand-up comedy, and they looked up. A video that I had a show that like from like my first year in is not a good representation.
Well, fucking Josue's got a bunch of them, dude. Josue's got it.
Cool that he's putting that shit out. You're giving him content. Fuck him anyways.
Well, dude,
if you care enough to be like, I don't want this out there, you could approach him about.
No,
that.
Dude, I don't care, bro.
Well, wait, yeah, what does he have of yours?
He's got sets from Kinga's. They're good. They're good sets too, dude.
Good mic. Open mic sets.
Yeah,
good
that's
open
not,
mic sets. But fuck it, dude. That's his shit, dude. I got fucking.
That's not his shit. That's your shit that he's putting out there.
Well, fuck him, dude. Let him fucking play the game, dude. I don't care.
He's playing the game with your shit.
Well, he wants as much. He goes for the maximum. Like the thing, quality over quantity. He goes for the quantity thing. He just wants his and it does him good. I mean, he gets booked more than I do, so like
that's true. He does.
I mean, booked. I can't like it's always that thing of people like that guy's not funny. It doesn't matter. That's not the game anymore. I want to be as funny as possible.
I think at a certain point, it still matters. Like you're not.
No, it does matter, but it doesn't matter.
Well, what I posted, what
for
I posted
a living on it is what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
if
you want to get your face out there, if you want your like my like I don't put a lot of stuff out there because I am self conscious of shitty stuff. So I only put what I think is the best representation of me.
Okay.
But I don't disparage those people. They're just like, no, fuck it. Just put it out there. Like,
well,
like
I put,
what
no, I put mentality. On Facebook, what I put on Facebook is my winning set at Thick Skin, bro. And that's beating fucking Anthony Crawford.
Well, no one's watching Anthony Crawford set.
Yeah, that's still, dude. That set right there beat all these other amateurs.
Well, no one's
good
taking
amateurs
into consideration
on it.
When they see that video.
No.
Well, still, dude. That's a fucking
I mean,
good
you're
set.
Of it,
dude.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
No, that's what I put out there.
Yeah, but you think you
okay?
you want that out? I mean, what when I was coming up, the whole mentality is like, do you want that out in 5 years from now when you're better?
Well,
you want
if,
to be like, oh, this is the thing that people are still going for or seeing when you're 5 years in, and you're like, no, I want you to watch this thing, but it's like.
Then I'll post better shit, dude.
But that's still going to be out there, and that might have way more views, so it's going to come up first on YouTube's algorithm or whatever.
You can still promote your shit. You could pull a Josue and pay money and promote your shit. You know what I mean? You could do whatever the fuck you want, dude.
I don't understand what you just said.
You can do that shit, dude.
Do what shit?
You could fucking pay to fucking promote your shit across the fucking board. That way that
you're
next better
Josue
video fucking goes
out. No.
No,
he advertises all that like stuff. Like he puts out like
advertising. Yeah, you
like,
can pay to advertise.
When he had a headliner, he used his Comedy Central thing that was on YouTube. And he used like a little tiny clip out of it that was like a 2 second joke to promote his show. And he asked the dude for it and he was able to do it. And it got more people to come. And so like you can do stuff like that. And when it comes to like stuff that's like older... What?
There's no paying for that, right?
No, but to pre-promote it on YouTube or Facebook, it does. Like when you see those advertisements and you're scrolling down on Facebook, people paid for those. Like always. Like anytime you get those like advertisement things for like shirts and stuff, those comedy things. I've had comedy things come up that are promoted, and you have to pay for those. And like he's done it, and it's worked in his favor. I've watched it work in his favor.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking of is like, let's say 5 years down the road, fucking you wanna submit to some festival. Or whatever, or like somebody from Comedy Works, or not Comedy Works, fucking Comedy Central, someone's looking for shit about you. All right? And you have this fucking video from 5 years ago that you're not even doing those jokes anymore. Saying. You're not that person. You've changed.
They're going to get you in trouble one day.
That's one thing.
Yeah, you definitely say shit.
That's one thing I am is brutally honest, dude. And I don't care.
Okay, but that stuff might hurt you further along down the road.
Getting booked.
Because they're going to like look at that and well, be like, oh, we saw this thing. You're like, no, you should watch this new thing I just did. They're like, ah, we already
saw this.
Fine.
Yeah.
We're done.
It's fine. Then I'll be a fucking...
But that
I'll be
thing
a
hurt
comic.
You. You could have gotten something else.
It can't hurt me, but then what if that's not my path? I don't mind
it.
It could have
been your path, but you kind of shot yourself in the foot.
It's
so that's not your path, obviously.
It's
not going to be your path then.
It's not...
You shot yourself in the
happens.
Foot.
It happens.
The good thing...
Or it could be...
Or
it
could be...
Yeah, I like it too. So I get what you're saying. Both sides.
I mean...
There is this... Unless... Like, most of our stuff, at least my stuff, doesn't get shared. But, like, unless your stuff gets shared a bunch, you could probably just delete that thing and it will be gone. There are videos that have been deleted and you do just kind of...
It's harder if it's been out there longer.
You are right. And especially if it gets more views than anything new you put out. Like, when you look up your name, that's the thing that's going to come up. That's
right,
not good. You are right about that. I can understand the point.
Yeah. Well,
that's that's one of the reasons I don't put stuff out. Like, I never put anything out when I was in Junction. And I probably... And like I said, I only have one thing out there, and that's just to send to festivals.
And I get where, like, we're putting out podcasts. I mean, that's kind of just my version of Jeff quantity over quality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
but this
I
is
have
a different...
plenty of podcasts out there that are, you know, could be just as easily damning to me as, like, you know, a bad
any
set,
a set
or something.
But the easier thing is it's easier to find in a set because usually you're putting 5-10 minute videos out instead of an hour and a half long podcast.
Yeah. And I've been such...
You have to scour those
or
it has to be in a clip from 12 years ago.
So long. For so long, man. That's like...
Okay.
I remember watching Raw, Eddie Murphy Raw, renting the videotape and all the shit. You know, like, speaking of Confucius, dude, let's go Confucius right here. You know who tells the best Confucius jokes? Red motherfucking Fox, dude. He's dope, dude. You know what I mean? That's
we're gonna go through comedy.
I'm not even joking, dude. I love
fan,
comedy, dude.
Dude,
I love comedy.
Yeah, how does that?
No, dude.
Hey,
because,
I'm a comedy fan. I'm sorry,
because,
I said the N-word on stage.
No, look at no, look at how raw those guys are. Look at how fucking these cats didn't give two fucks when they were on stage.
Yeah, that
dude.
Was back in the day before
no,
cancel
and you
culture.
Can't, dude. I don't give a fuck about it. They cancel who, dude? Like I said, Big Lou said the fucking N-word
Eddie
during
Murphy,
our podcast.
I think is worried to come back because he said a lot of.
Fucked up
not
shit.
PC things nowadays.
Yeah, he said a lot of shit. He talks a lot of shit about gay people, dude, and it's fucking
and
shit,
that's why
he's
dude.
Not doing
comedy right
and,
now.
Well
then
there's a lot
that's,
of reasons why he's not doing comedy
nah,
right
dude,
now.
That's
yeah.
one
bet
of the
you,
reasons he's worried to get back.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
you are right.
They're not going to cancel you all the way, dude. I hear fucking goddamn Louis C.K.
I mean,
still fucking selling out theaters and clubs
yeah, but he's
everywhere.
Definitely still not making as much
but
money
you know
as
what,
was.
Dude?
Yeah.
It's do you need... Does he need it? Probably not.
Sure,
he already made a bunch of fucking
it.
Money. He probably wants it. But then, you know, still no, dude... I don't know,
think,
dude. If
think
it's,
about
is
it this way: you're
totally,
you're,
totally worth it, giving up your whole fucking life over fucking money. I don't think so. I'd rather be myself.
But
well,
it's not.
It's
but
easier
it's
to
not.
Say that now when you don't have it.
Yeah.
No, I'd say that even if I did have it. If I did have it, I'd fucking
easier
spend
it
on
that.
Fucking
easier
dope and fucking that. Weed and all my friends. That's what I'd probably
but,
do.
All right, then
and then I'd be like, and then I'd be like fucking Mike Tyson, dude, fucking talking knowledge, dude, at fucking 50 years old.
Think about it like this.
Doing it.
Mike Tyson.
No, Mike Tyson's fucking sharp as fuck. That's a podcast you should watch, dude.
I've
that motherfucker.
I've listened to him on Rogan.
Watch him with the other cat out of.
But he's
out
already
of,
made a name for himself.
Okay.
No one's going to listen to you if you
but
don't
listen,
do something first.
Listen to his podcast with LL Cool J, dude, and listen to how he talks so much. He knows so much knowledge about LL Cool J's uncle that he didn't even know he was related to, bro. You gotta listen to how smart Mike Tyson is, bro. It's crazy, dude.
Okay.
That's like it's insane, dude. People think I'm dumb. I'm probably the smartest motherfucker in this room.
Think about
dude.
It like
this.
When
you have a life experience.
When
yeah,
they
yeah, know besides
that,
that dude,
you.
With fucking with man, I'm fucking dope at math, dude. All this fucking I sit here and watch equation shows, dude, and dumb shit. Fibonacci
yeah,
sequence shit, dude.
Show, but...
No, Fibonacci sequence and all the. No, it's just a way to try to explain it to this layman ass motherfucker
fucking...
right here, dude.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean?
Think about it like this. Okay,
dude.
So, in, no, I'm.
You're in some fucking liberal bubble, dude. It pisses me off half the time, dude.
I probably have way more conservative friends than you do, and that's why
no,
I know
doubt
the things
it, dude.
I do.
I doubt it, bro.
I think one of the things that is going to hurt you going further in the comedy game is the way you present things. I think you have plenty of life experience. You're super funny, and that raw, like, talent has gotten you to headline after, you know, a year. But I think at a certain point, you know, people are just going to tune out. You know, like, that guy was just done after that 15-minute set or whatever, you know. And it's because of the way you present things sometimes. Yeah. So that could be a way to help you out in the future, you know.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah. not to insult you.
No, dude, funny. I mean, take criticism.
You gotta take a little
dude.
Bit of constructive. Yeah.
No, and I do, and that's just like that's exactly what made one of my sets better. Is I sat there with Elliot Woosley at Comedy Works after my new talent night, and they went over all the notes. I took those notes. Same set.
Implement.
Two weeks later, same set at Thick Skin. I won the money.
Yeah, dude, dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it, yeah. Perfect. No, you gotta take all your constructive criticism. You gotta listen and then implement it. You know what I mean? All that shit. You know what I mean? But like I said, what I put out there, I think is totally worth it, dude. You know what I mean? What I put, I mean, shit, dude. I wish I bought the next one where I took all the notes from those people at Comedy Works and won the money, because yeah, that set was off the chain.
There is something to be
it
said for,
because
a lot of comedy fans nowadays, at least like the people who are hardcore into it, are like really into it, and they like the technique of comedy. And so putting a lot of stuff out on YouTube does let them see like your growth almost. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've seen people do that. I've seen clips from like, dude, you said Ron Funches a fucking few years ago. I saw like old sets of him in Denver that were just random.
Just like, I mean?
And those things are like nice for comedy fans to
it's
see.
It's there for fans, yeah. You definitely have to have some ride
just like
exactly.
Really just like Brent Tobler with dark hair, bro. If you ever watch
Brent
any of
Tobler?
The, yeah, Brent Tobler with dark hair, dude. You can tell he's way younger, dude, and it's different jokes, different styles, dude.
That guy,
you know
I
what
haven't
I mean?
Followed enough. Mm. I've been hearing a lot more about him lately.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast, right?
He's been doing a lot of stuff on Facebook, dude. He's been doing a lot of Facebook Live. He did a lot during COVID that I watched, dude, and it just got me through some
good,
shit.
Or?
Yeah, it was good. It was good shit, dude.
There's just so many people putting out so much stuff, dude. It's so hard.
And, but that's like, shoot, dude, we're all in the game, dude. I'm glad. I'm really glad you came, man. That's sharp, dude. You're living in Denver, too, right? You were just up there in Greeley the other day?
Yeah.
You said you were falling off recently and coming out. What was your harshest, like, going... Or, like, hardest working time that you had? Like, what years did you just, like, put everything into it?
Well, yeah, probably, like, 14 to 16, 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was, like, I ended up breaking up with the girl. Well, she broke up with me. the improv girl who got me into comedy. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to show her. You know, like, spite thing. Where I was like, I'm going to fucking be as funny as shit. Because I remember her talking about one of her instructors being like, oh, he's so hot when he's on stage, you know, fucking being I'm gonna be that guy. So like I fucking just got into started doing comedy hella, like going out every night, you know, doing the whole rat race thing, and you know, trying to play the game, get it, you know, get on shows and things like that.
And were you hot on stage?
I don't know about that. Well, I think that's one thing that hurts me too, because I want to be, and I've heard this, people talk about this, is when you want to be perceived as cool on stage,
yeah,
it's when you fucking lose it.
That never works.
That's something that's always been, I've always wanted to be perceived as cool. That's like been like one of my biggest hurdles in life.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to put on this thing keeps me from being actually funny, genuinely funny.
I've been visualizing lately is just you're outside of the open mic bullshitting.
Right. Yeah.
That's when most of the shit cracks off. You're thinking shit. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And that's how I ran through those first couple of jokes up there in Greeley, is I just said, I'm just outside of bullshitting.
Yeah, that was when you did great.
Bam. You know, dude, I just went, and that's how the mentality of just saying,
you fucking had some good jokes, you're just fucking around.
Yeah, dude.
Very natural.
It was perfect, dude. You know what I mean? And that's how you gotta, like, the mind, like, exactly, trying to act too cool, that fucks you up bad,
dude. Every
you
time.
You know what I mean?
You never, like, my biggest problem still now is making it seem like I'm not angry, and that It's hard to perceive because I like do stuff about things, and you want to make it seem like you. Sorry. It's always about things that people don't want to talk about, and it's hard to like not seem like you. At the same time, you want to seem like you know what you're talking about and be confident, but not being like better. You know what I mean? Like superior about your opinions. Mm-hmm. And you want that like that's why I always like you always start out with a self-deprecating joke. Well, that's a persona unto itself that's almost Andrew Dice Clay-ish in the sense that it's like...
a full character.
Yeah, it's a full... Because, like, you hear him on podcasts, he kind of is like that, but he's not...
He can slip in and out of that.
Yeah, he goes...
sense of humor is like, oh, I'm better than you a little bit, or like...
That...
No, but he's...
But he's like American Psycho when he's on stage. Like, that is full on, like, talking about watches and staying... I'm superior to you because I own a Rolex. Like, that's him. On stage, anyway.
Nah, dude, he, that persona, he's had that since open micer, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's the whole thing that got me through it. That's what got me building myself up, was that fucking persona. I'm better than all these cats right here. Dude, this is fucking easy. Yeah. This is easy. That's what he used to say. This is fucking easy, bro. You know what I mean? Making you laugh is fucking easy, son. You know what I mean? You got, that's a persona. He went out there, he worked it, and he made it work, dude.
I would love to see, made it work. Just because I've never seen a tape of it, or any of it, I would love to see Jessel Nick bomb, just to see how he handles it. If like that, like just that personality, because he even has said it hasn't worked, but I would love to see it, just to see like what he does, to like try to turn around, and it always fails. Because I've seen many comics bomb that I respect, like wholeheartedly, and seeing them bomb, it's not... I don't really see it as like the moment. It's just like, wow, even you can suck once in a while. Like
aren't into it.
Yeah, it's not, and sometimes it's not even their fault. Because like, yeah, sometimes people just aren't into it. Or
yeah, there's
like,
so many factors they aren't listening that
you got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, the host said something weird up top, and then
and you couldn't recover.
And it's all the host's family, and you fucking just said something about the host, and then they were like, fuck you.
Fuck you, bro. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, that's always interesting to me, is seeing people that I respect for their talent to, like, have to drudge through that. Because I've bombed. Everybody's bombed that's been in comedy long enough.
Yeah. So did you guys think I was cool when you saw me on stage?
I thought you were interesting.
When the COVID shit's over, you're not going to start back up the Radio Kill the Videos or Video Kill
the
Radios?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Well, I stopped doing it at Mutiny a couple, like 2 months before the COVID stuff went down. Yeah, because, I was like, I got to be working. I was doing this job where I was driving the short buses for RTD.
Oh, right on.
I was like, I can't be falling asleep. Driving these fucking people around.
Kids, I'm going to burn somebody's house down.
No, it's mostly handicapped folks, right?
Yeah, disabled people, yeah.
Yep.
And
my uncle does that. He uses those all the time. Yeah. He's a cool guy.
So I was like, and I wanted a break. I've been doing that for years. Because that was like the big thing when I started. Is like, you don't ask for shows. People make sure, like, until you're ready. And then, like, the big currency was having stage time. So, like.
Okay. That is always like the, like, everybody, and I knew that from the get-go, is like, always have your own thing going on. Don't depend on anybody else to do your thing. And like, that's why I'm glad I've got Punchline, and like, why hosting an open mic is good, because like, I've got Kingas, and just that alone, it gets you exposure. Like, people just know that you're out here trying, rather than just being a dude in the back of the bar that wants to talk shit on a mic, There's a difference between, because I see those people, and everybody, I don't look down on them, because I can understand that there's people that are just doing this for a hobby, but you just don't, when you think of them, you don't think of them as somebody I want to have on my show, because they're not doing this for, like, as seriously as we are.
Yeah, no, man, it's rough, like, trying to get yourself booked out there is rough too, man. It's all game, dude, you know what I mean? And you almost have to, like, have an open mic where they can come see you. Oh, this guy could host too, you know what I mean?
It's like, think of baseball work that way. If, like, the way that you got put on a team is when they watch you practice batting in your backyard. Like, that's what it's like when you get judged at an open mic sometimes. Like, the lower ones. Obviously, there's, like, good ones like Thick Skin and stuff that actually have a crowd and things. But, like, a small open mic and, like, somebody who books shows sees you there with, like, five comics who are just in the crowd. And I've seen people, and I've done it just subconsciously. And it doesn't, you try to break that, and it's the only thing that like works that way, where every single
so new.
Yeah,
like I'm like, what? There's only a chance I can get on stage. I'd rather go to a different open mic.
Yeah, I take my chance at Thick Skin every Monday, though, dude.
I think that's a quality over quantity that's thing like, as well.
I go to every Monday. I go to Thick Skin. Every Tuesday, I go to New Talent Night to get on the wait list.
You
got to
start doing, yeah, too.
You know what I mean? That's what I've been doing. I've been throwing that shit down
with
you
the
know?
Club. Yeah. Just to close up that loop about when. When I was going out the most is definitely when I was single, too, because there's no one. I didn't want to. Now I want to spend time with my wife, It's right. Fucking way more rewarding for me to go home and spend some time, especially when we're both working, like to see her in between working and going out. And then, just waking up in bed with her, like going to sleep with her, that stuff is very valuable to me. Mm-hmm. And I, you get a lot out of that.
Yeah. Well, hey, bring your new old lady to the open mic on Friday. Bring your new old lady to the open mic on Friday, dog.
Introduce her to some of these
come on,
here,
guy.
Dude.
Come
I don't
on.
Want fucking Alan Bromwell getting his weird ass stick on her.
All right. Well, then don't.
Yeah.
When I get my open mic at a nice bar, dude, we'll I'll invite you then. Okay. All right. Sharp. We're probably about done, dude. Yeah. I appreciate you coming in. What are podcasts you listen to? Shot, give me five podcasts you listen to leave.
Five?
Yep, five.
Damn.
Well, dude, I would have said fucking like 2 weeks ago, 10-minute podcast. Great fucking one. Congratulations. Well, that was congratulations is Chris Lee's podcast, but all the shit's coming out with him now. So now it's like, fuck, dude, what am I gonna do? Like, you can't like anybody.
Yeah, you can't like nobody.
Yeah.
I don't shout
that's
out
like
shit.
they try to counsel Uncle Joey for some shit on Joe Rogan.
Well, yeah,
son.
That's shit you can't.
That shit's fucking funny.
Him and Joe Rogan are like almost Joe Rogan's definitely uncanceled.
Them talking shit to Joe Rogan's untouchable. Three more.
Tuesdays with Stories is a good
one.
Love listening to that one. Let's see. I want to get a local one out here. Dude, I fucking listen to like.
What's Andy Maines? I'll shout out that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, she has a good one about people getting eaten by animals and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. PETA?
Yeah, PETA. People eating. Yeah.
Daniel Ruskin has one called Stand Down. That's pretty good. You Made It Weird. I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast
good.
A lot.
That one a long time.
Good one. That one's super nerdy.
I'm shouting out to Mike Tyson, hotboxing with Mike Tyson.
All Fantasy Everything. I love Bruce Lee's podcast.
Yeah, All Fantasy Everything is good too.
It's his daughter and the person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They haven't put one out in a while, but I really enjoy that.
They just talk about their dad.
His philosophy. Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cool,
that's
dude.
Cool.
I'm gonna listen to that for sure.
Dude, that sounds cool.
Fuck
shit.
Yeah.
Give one more shout out to your podcast in case people are still here.
Left Hand Right Brain, Los Chupacabros, and I also produced one called "Let's Get Drunk and Talk About Your Wedding."
And this is quick before my mom gets home.
How many episodes do you have of that?
Pissed.
Like 12.
What's the best one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
And that's done.
That's done. Peace. Have a great night, guys. Bye.
Thank you.